Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast. This week was packed with insane things we've never seen before. Like Iran openly attacking Israel for the first time on its own soil. Yeah, Iran's done that before with proxies, but not with missiles launched from its own territory. It was jaw-dropping, like something out of Revelation. And then the shocking news from the mainstream media outlet Reuters. Joe Biden had given Iran permission to attack Israel as long as they kept it, quote, within certain limits, unquote. The U.S., i.e. the Biden administration, had conveyed this permission to Iran via Turkey. That was reported by Reuters over the weekend. Okay, it gets even more shocking because as this attack that's been green-lighted by Biden on Israel by Iran is about to transpire, what do? He ships in extra troops right into the middle of it. Now, the good news is we successfully helped Israel shoot this down. There were over 100 missiles and only four actually landed. They didn't do much damage. But the point is that a line was just crossed here. By Friday, we saw something we'd never seen before again in a single week. Israel attacking Iran. Now, here's what's weird. News, the Reuters news of Biden greenlighting this whole thing. By Friday, the White House had still not denied it. They hadn't asked for a retraction. Why? Because they know they need to win the heavily Muslim suburbs around certain big urban areas in Michigan. They want it out there that they greenlighted the Iran attack, just like they want it out there that they support Israel, too. So no retraction from Reuters was ever asked for. Well, wait a minute. Whose side is Biden really on here? Oh, Iran's, for sure. Yeah, you can't come to any other conclusion if you look at their actions all the way back to Barack Obama. The $1.7 billion in unmarked foreign denominations sent in the middle of the night on planes, on pallets to Iran to keep the mullahs in power, to make sure the nuclear program got funded. The $100 billion Iran has made, largely selling oil to China since Biden lifted the sanctions to allow it. And those sanctions were never put back, despite Iranian proxies killing over 30 Americans on October 7th and another five troops since January. They don't give a damn about U.S. life. They're more interested in preserving the mullahs. Folks, the goal of the Biden administration and the Obama administration before it has been a war in the Middle East between an Israel and an Iran who are on equal footing. I say this jokingly all the time on the show, but it's true. It is as if they looked at the final book of the Bible, the Revelation, and went, that's our foreign policy right there. And you saw them achieve that this week in the first country-on-country strikes between Israel and Iran. This happened for one and only one reason, and it's not because of Afghanistan. It's not because the Biden administration telegraphed weakness. It's because it telegraphed support. Remember, on 9/11 this fall, the Biden administration released $6 billion to Iran. A month later, we got October 7th, the absolute brutal massacre of 1,400 Jews. The Biden administration loved that. Well, that's how Iran took it anyway, since they were rewarded just weeks later with another $10 billion they could draw down on. But to make extra certain that the Biden administration conveyed to Iran they want more Jewish bloodshed, Biden administration, just weeks after October 7th, allowed the sanctions on the missiles to expire. What does this mean? That Iran could now go buy missiles, could possess missiles with no repercussions. That was all this fall Well, those missiles that Biden administration rewarded, because that's the only way you could look at this, rewarded Iran for October 7th with rain down on the heads of those Israelis as our military was tasked with shooting them down. This is a sick, sick situation, but one that Biden and Obama and Susan Rice have deliberately worked to engineer for years. Now, here's where this gets nuts, okay? Here's former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman talking about where Obama and Susan Rice and Biden have gotten the Middle East to right now.
The situation in the Middle East, I would argue, is still very much at a knife's edge, more so than ever arguably before.
And here's the thing. The Middle East doesn't want to be at a knife's edge. The Muslim countries of the Middle East don't want to be at a knife's edge. They helped Israel. Process that for a minute. The most radical Islamic regime operating in the entire region, aside from Iran, is the Biden White House. Here's why. Listen to Dan Hoffman explain that the countries around Israel helped Israel in the battle against Iran that Biden greenlighted. Wrap your mind around that. Biden is with the radical Islamist mullahs, and the other Muslim countries of the Middle East, well, I'll let Dan Hoffman, CIA section chief, explain.
So, Dan, if Israel reached Iran, they would have to go through Jordanian, Saudi Arabian, Iraqi airspace. Does that mean that those countries were alerted to Israel's plan in advance, possibly signed off on it? And if so, what does that mean?
We do know that those Sunni Gulf states are very, very concerned about Iran's ballistic missile program, their nuclear program, and their support, material support to their proxy terrorists in the region. And so they have in the past, and most recently during Iran's massive strike on Israel on Saturday night, provided Israel with some assistance. They just don't want it to be public knowledge.
What you're watching is the Muslim countries of the Middle East quietly rising up to defeat Obama, Biden, and Iran. We've never seen anything like this. This is a level of radical that's shocking. And if Iran had any doubt whatsoever that it's okay to kill Americans, 130 have gotten severe brain injuries since this fall from Iran or Iranian-backed strikes on our troops. If they had any doubt whatsoever that they had the full support of the Biden administration, well, you know what assured them this week? Watching, because they watch too, YouTube, all those places, Democrats in the street. Unbelievable protests. Death to America, they chanted. Death to Israel. Death to Jews. Death to Netanyahu. Unbelievable violence. Folks, you got to look in the write-up for this podcast. I put my links. I want you to see this protest. We used to see things like this in the Middle East. The burning American flags, the chants for dead Jews, the chants for the death of Israel, the fires, the Middle Eastern flags, the Middle Eastern headscarves. You would think this was somewhere in the Middle East. It wasn't. It was New York. And this week, we watched Democrat activists block major thoroughfares. And Iran saw it, too. And you know what Iran learned? They learned what we learned, too. Who was bailing them out? Act Blue. That's the funding arm for the Democrat Party. Folks, these are Democrats. That's why they're bailing them out. What does that say to Iran? The Democrat Party is in solidarity with them at the funding and organization level in the idea of death to Israel, death to America, death to Jews, death to the Jewish leadership. That this emboldens Iran. So also does Biden's complete refusal to personally condemn those death to America chants that we saw from Dearborn last week. Folks, this all comes together into one big permission slip for Iran to do whatever the heck it wants, no matter how many Americans are hurt or killed. And folks, remember this, okay? It's only been about 6 weeks since the FBI warned us that Iranian assassins are trying to make their way to the U.S. to take out Trump's inner circle and maybe Trump himself. These are not idle threats. Remember, we've already arrested two individuals in assassination plots targeting John Bolton, who advised Trump, and Mike Pompeo, former head of the CIA and former head of the State Department. So these aren't empty threats. And yet Biden continues to embolden Iran, and the Democrat Party continues to bond out its stooges. Folks, it's only a matter of time until we have the explosions, the deaths, the terror attacks here that are common in the Middle East. And they'll be done by Democrat peaceful protesters. I put peaceful in air quotes. Insane thing number three, this headline from Fox News. High inflation is costing Americans an extra $1,000 a month compared to 3 years ago. Let that sink in. That is the full toll of Biden inflation. $1,069 a month more. And it's gone up gradually. By the end of year one, Bidenflation, you are paying $227 more a month. By the end of year two, Bidenflation, you are paying $784 extra a month. And now we're at $1,069. And it shows no signs of stopping. You got to wonder, folks, where are we going to be by the end of next year at this time? And at what point is there really no more middle class in this country? Because the spending that is driving this has not stopped. It's accelerating. And they're spending money they don't have, which means they have to borrow and print it. And that's what causes this. And yet, incredibly, we have yet to have a real national conversation about what is even causing this. That will have to happen before this ends.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But that was followed on the heels of an alarming article by Bloomberg, a liberal media outlet, quoting the International Monetary Fund, a globalist liberal institution. They admitted two shocking things. Number one, the U.S. economy is essentially fake. They love it and all since it's on fire, but they go on to explain that that fire isn't caused by legitimate economic activity, but by printing and borrowing, which they assure everyone they think is just great, except it has to stop now. Because if it doesn't stop now, they say, in an article called IMF steps up its warning to U.S. overspending and ballooning debt, quote, something will have to give. Well, what will happen exactly? They say inflation will reignite and undermine the long-term fiscal and financial stability of America, but also the world. Why? When we print money, it doesn't just stay in our economy. It sloshes right over our borders. And they're saying that's ratcheting up global funding costs. What do they mean by that? Borrowing. We can't continue to exist at interest rates this high. People are simply not going to be able to buy homes, cars. It's just not going to work. The funny thing about this is the IMF, again, is a liberal globalist organization. Yet here this week, they sound exactly like the Republican Freedom Caucus, all like 15 of them in Washington, who nobody listens to. They're kind of treated like the village idiots. So what does this say? Nobody at the head of either party, the Democrats or Mike Johnson, has any intention of slowing down the printing press, even though it's shooting off sparks and steam. Insane thing number three, our national humiliation this week. As the liar-in-chief, he's a compulsive liar. He is not well. If he was a member of my family, I'd encourage him to get psychological help. Told the story not once, but twice, of his uncle Finnegan, a brave fighter pilot, who was shot down in World War II by the enemy over New Guinea, and after which cannibals appeared to have eaten him. Joe Biden's own Pentagon was quick to step up and contradict him, but it was too late by then. The story had ricocheted around the world. Even CNN covered it. The Times of India, the Irish Times, the Asia Times. Our humiliation was complete, as was the correction of the president by his own Pentagon. No, his uncle wasn't a pilot. No, it didn't happen over a war zone. No, he wasn't shot down. The engine died. And no, there were no cannibals. It appears the plane's engine died and it sank. To make our humiliation as a country complete, all that was followed by articles like this from the UK Daily Mail. I'll just read the headline. Quote, "They wouldn't just eat any white man that fell out of the sky. Outraged Papua New Guinea academics lash out at Biden's unacceptable suggestion that cannibals ate his World War II pilot uncle," who wasn't a pilot, folks. I'm going to make a bet with you. Joe Biden is so mentally ill. He already told this story twice this week, right? Despite being corrected by his own Pentagon and humiliated before the world, I guarantee you before the year is out, Joe Biden will tell this story again somewhere, sometime in public. Folks, if we can't beat this guy that the whole world is laughing at, if we can't beat this guy, we deserve everything we have coming to us. Because this is, I mean, folks, have you ever seen anything like this? Insane thing number two. The Democrats repaid Republicans for faithfully taking up the Democrats' articles of impeachment against Donald Trump in the Senate. We allowed them to pass. Mitch McConnell was in charge at that time. The Democrats are like, you people are idiots. We're not impeaching our own head of the Department of Homeland Security like you allowed us to impeach your president. Not happening. And they slammed the door shut in the Senate. So what this means is they own whatever comes next. This happened in the very week we learned that so far this fiscal year, 41,000 mostly military aged Chinese illegal immigrants have entered the country that we know of. It also happened the same week that the FBI director, and folks, this seems to be his main job now, is running around to speaking engagements, informing us the grid is coming down and it'll be catastrophic and that the Chinese are going to bring it down. He never says anything, though, about not letting military age illegal immigrants from China into the country. That never comes up. He just wants you to know it's a foregone conclusion. And he did it again, speaking at a summit on emerging threats in Nashville and talking about something called Volt Typhoon. We're going to hear a lot more about that. That's the Chinese strategy for bringing down our grid. Quote, "The People's Republic of China," Christopher Wray said, again, he's the FBI director, "has made it clear that it considers every sector that makes our society run as fair game in its bid to dominate on the world stage, and that its plan is to land blows against civilian infrastructure to try to induce panic and break America's will to resist." Folks, this was literally the plot of the Obama movie that came out a couple of months ago on Netflix. And by not impeaching Mayorkas, the Democrats made clear they're totally fine with it. Because you know what? And this is the first time I've seen this actually explained well by a Republican in under 30 seconds. What Mayorkas is doing here is breaking federal immigration law to get the enemies of this country and illegal immigrants into the country. Here's Senator Mark Green explaining that Mayorkas is, in fact, or would have been, impeached in the Senate for what? For breaking the law. Again, Republicans so rarely explain this. They usually toss it off to, oh, incompetence, mismanaging the border. No, they're not mismanaging the border. They are breaking the law in partnership with the cartels at the border. Here's Senator Mark Green finally explaining this to the American people. Maybe we'll hear it once again next year.
The Immigration and Nationality Act is clear, shall detain. And in the case of criminal felons, shall detain and deport. The law says it. In the case of this law, it says you shall detain everyone. Mr. Mayorkas has worked to create policies intentionally to subvert those laws. When one executive branch official thinks they can just willy-nilly do whatever they want, disregard the other branch of government, that is a road to tyranny.
Finally, insane thing number one, something we've never seen since the founding, a president on trial, but not legitimately on trial. Kangaroo court on trial. One of the most corrupt members of the deep state is former Attorney General Bill Barr. This is a guy so corrupt, he hid the Hunter Biden laptop from U.S. senators seeking information on it who had heard it was in the possession of the Department of Justice and the FBI. He hid it from them in the run-up to the election, then set back, fully well aware that the 51 who wrote the letter were lying and saying it was Russian disinformation. He kept it from coming out, helping Joe Biden to win. And it did help Joe Biden to win. Remember, fully 20% of Biden's voters said they might not have voted for him if they knew the laptop was real and thus that the stuff on it was real. And then Bill Barr comes out later and admits he did it. So this is a profoundly corrupt individual. And even he says that this case against Trump is an abomination.
And this case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years after he pays hush money to try to come up with this case. It's also, as you say, it's not only far-fetched, they're trying to predicate it on a federal crime, which wasn't prosecuted, and they're wrong about it. This was not a campaign contribution. They're just wrong on the law. But to me, this shows that the real threat to liberty, the real threat to our system, are the excesses of the progressive left. They're perverting the system of justice, and you know that's where the danger lies, the corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
Again, the reason the left is in charge of those institutions right now is because of his own corruption and subversion and the hiding of that laptop, which, remember, the FBI and DOJ had for more than a year before that election. And he hid it, he said, because he didn't want election interference, you know, after the fall, after August. Well, again, he had it for a year. Bill Barr caused what he's complaining about. But whatever the case, we're already seeing the problems with this case. This is why the founders never intended for a president to ever be tried by regular civilians. Folks, the jury pool in New York City voted 85% Democrat. You have to remember that. And we saw the problems with that this week. One man already caught lying to get on the jury, a liberal. And of course, you'd want to. You may be able to write a book after this. Seriously. This guy didn't disclose his arrest or the fact that his arrest was for ripping down right-wing posters and flyers. Yet he didn't disclose that political bias. In filling out the questionnaire, I guarantee there's other leftist ticking time bombs on there who also lied to get on the jury. And then there's the interesting case of the nurse who said that her, you know, family and friends were able to figure out it was her on the jury by her description. But it's the messages they were sending her, she said. And what is she getting at here? The tremendous pressure she's already under to take out Trump. Because let's not forget, there was a time when the, you know, Democrat areas could hold a trial. That time is over. Let me tell you why. Because the left is so daggum brainwashed, they literally think that if Donald Trump gets back in, they will be living through another attempted coup by Vladimir Putin, who is second only to Hitler himself. That they nearly dodged an attempted coup of the country via Donald Trump through Vladimir Putin. That is all nonsense. None of that ever happened. But if you remember at the time, it was so terrifying for them. They were seeking psychological help to deal with the terror and the trauma of, you know, nearly having their country taken over by this hostile Russian power. That's how insane they are, because their media does this to them, right? And if you've been told over and over and over again that Trump is Hitler and Trump is Hitler and Trump is Hitler, I mean, you personally, if you could stop Hitler, you're sitting on a jury and you could stop Hitler on a technicality, right? You could get him on 34 felonies or 24 of the 34 felonies he's charged with, or two of them, and stop Hitler. Would you do it? I would. I would. I would do it to stop him. That's what we're dealing with. And should they have any doubt about the morality of doing it to stop them, like this nurse, their family and friends, who are all hardcore liberals, will be right there working on them. And then, after all of this, they're going to have to face their neighbors, their coworkers, 85% of whom are also liberals. This is impossible. I mean, this is so unfair. And this is what the founders sought to avoid when they said, you know what, we have executives, they need to be impeached, not to be tried by a jury of their non-peers, i.e. highly politicized citizens. But the jury is seated now, and here we go. Strap in.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.